Welcome to A Course in Miracles Daily Lessons, presented by 1-2 Radio. These lessons are audio versions of the 365 daily lessons from the workbook for students. You can view a written version of these lessons on the homepage of 12listen.com. On the right side of the page, look for Daily Messages and click on ACIM Daily Lessons. For more information about A Course in Miracles, please see Foundation for A Course in Miracles at www.facim.org. Now sit back and relax. Here is your daily lesson. Today's lesson is part of our second review, in which we are covering two lessons each day. You can hear the introduction instructions for this review by listening to Lesson 81 in the archives at 12radio.com. But meanwhile, here's a brief version. As usual, set aside about 15 minutes today for a longer practice period and have frequent shorter ones as you are able and willing. Regard these practice periods as dedications to the way, the truth, and the life. Refuse to be sidetracked into detours, illusions, and thoughts of death. You are dedicated to salvation. Be determined each day not to leave your function unfulfilled. Although you will read the lessons and comments and think about them, try to spend the major part of the time listening quietly but attentively. There is a message waiting for you. Be confident that you will receive it. Remember that it belongs to you and that you want it.
This is Susan Dentino, lesson number 83. Today, let us review these ideas. Number 65, my only function is the one God gave me. I have no function but the one God gave me. This recognition releases me from all conflict because it means I cannot have conflicting goals. With one purpose only, I am always certain what to do, what to say, and what to think. All doubt must disappear as I acknowledge that my only function is the one God gave me. More specific applications of this idea might take these forms. My perception of this does not change my function. This does not give me a function other than the one God gave me. Let me not use this to justify a function God did not give me. Number 66. My happiness and my function are one. All things that come from God are one. They come from oneness and must be received as one. Fulfilling my function is my happiness because both come from the same source. And I must learn to recognize what makes me happy, if I would find happiness. Some useful forms for specific applications of this idea are: this cannot separate my happiness from my function. The oneness of my happiness and my function remains wholly unaffected by this. Nothing, including this, can justify the illusion of happiness apart from my function.
You've been listening to A Course in Miracles Daily Lessons, presented by 12 Radio. These lessons are audio versions of the 365 daily lessons from the workbook for students. You can view a written version on the homepage of 12listen.com. On the right side of the page, look for Daily Messages and click on ACIM Daily Lessons. You may also be interested in A Course in Miracles discussion group, available at 12academy.com. For more information about A Course in Miracles, please see Foundation for A Course in Miracles at www.facim.org. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next daily lesson.